If you want to go see Coldplay or U2 perform this summer, you might have some trouble getting a ticket unless you're willing to pay big bucks online. The internet has turned into a huge market for secondary ticket sales. AOL has announced it is increasing its presence in the secondary ticket market. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When tickets went on sale this summer for the Rolling Stones concert at Connecticut's Rentschler Field, they were snatched up almost immediately, says concert promoter Jim Koplik.
It sold out in 30 minutes. 30,000 seats in 30 minutes.
Koplik believes one reason the tickets sold so fast is that many customers bought extra so they could turn around and sell them at a profit. There's nothing new about this, of course. For as long as there have been hot concerts, there have been people buying and selling tickets to them and trying to make a few bucks in the process. But the internet has made it much easier for sellers and buyers to hook up. There are hundreds of websites that now sell tickets to sold-out events. Some acquire tickets directly from brokers. Even AOL has gotten into the business. Gino Yoam is executive director of AOL Tickets.
We're seeing it grow, you know, significantly. Our sales have gone up in the secondary space over the course of this year by about 300%. So we're starting to connect to that audience, and we're seeing them respond.
AOL has a partnership with StubHub.com, one of the biggest secondary ticket sites, and this week it announced it would team up with a second site called TicketsNow.com. These sites sometimes offer tickets for well above face value. For instance, you can buy a great seat for Paul McCartney's upcoming concert in Miami on TicketsNow.com, but it will cost you more than $1,700. Manuel Gonzalez went to one of the sites a few years ago to buy Grateful Dead tickets. He says they were selling for 2 to 3 times their face value.
The tickets were outrageous. They were overpriced. They would pump up the value to, as much as they could. I guess because they can get away with it, they charge you what they can.
This kind of ticket selling can violate the law in some states, but it can be difficult for states to regulate internet ticket sales. AOL says it expects people using its site to obey local laws, but the company says as a middleman, it isn't responsible if they don't. Jim Koplik says that when concert sales get overheated because of the internet, something he thinks happened with the Rolling Stones tickets, it distorts the market.
There are tons of people that would have loved to have bought tickets at the authorized price that the artist and the promoter set it at, but instead there are people buying tickets and creating a black market or a secondary market that they in turn profit in.
AOL officials note that the ticket websites don't just offer overpriced concert tickets, they also provide a place for people to sell tickets they've bought but can't use. In that sense, they say, they can also be a good place for consumers to find deals. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
From NPR News, it's Morning Edition, produced by Sarah Mobley-Smith and Kara Gerhard-Tellow. Our senior producers include Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, and Jim Wildman, with Jim Wallace at NPR West.
The Radio Expedition's production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, editor Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.